This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, March 2nd of 2025, 5:20 in the p.m. This is webisode 809.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2025?
Is it really?
Think about that for a moment.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here.
Been a couple weeks.
Yep.
You had something going on last week, I guess, with the
Kids, the grandkid.
Yep.
In-laws.
Doing the grandchild, doing the grand monkey thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. But we're back this week, even though I'm whooped. I can take a nap right now.
You've been golfing all morning.
Yep. Got out and played some golf, and,
How warm was it?
It was like 46, but it felt like 30-something, man.
Oh, I bet.
The wind was kicking, and so it was quite chilly out there this morning.
Fuck that.
So.
Fuck a bunch of that.
Yeah.
It's like these people who go out with pink balls and yellow balls and play in the wintertime.
I've got those.
But you don't you don't play in the snow, though.
Oh, God, no.
That's what I'm saying. I used to have some friends who loved going out. There was one course. Who was it? I think it was Southern. I think it was the Southern course here in Lexington. It's owned by the city. If I remember right, they used to open sometimes for light snow. And people would go out there and play what we used to call winter rules. You know, shit like that. Yeah. I barely remember it, but I just remember being out there hacking at a pink ball, trying to find the motherfucker in the
Well, that's the thing. I've got yellow and red.
Yeah.
For wintertime, because the rough's all basically white.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's all dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
So looking to try to find your ball, it's white and impossible. So, but the bright yellow balls are easy to find, even at that. So.
Yeah. Much easier. Much easier. Yeah. That's funny.
Mm-mm. So, yeah. So I had my yellow balls today and lost about five of them.
Ouch.
It was a rough day.
How many you lose a game?
I had knocked it down maybe one or two.
No, that's not bad.
No. But occasionally I'll get that day that I lose, you know. And it was all in water. It wasn't like it was just in the woods, can't find it.
It was just like last night. You know,
yeah. No, I mean, dude, I so sucked last night. Like, I gotta get in there and play this game and get used to some of this shit.
Well, it's fucking, it's a fucking whole new ball game when you move to pro am.
Yeah.
Doesn't it go easy, amateur, and then pro am?
I'll have to look and see.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was kind of wondering. I didn't want to raise any questions, but I was kind of like, why are we not playing on amateur if there's an amateur level?
What the fuck? I mean, because if we ever want to get in and start playing with other people, which it sounds like they brought back the three-hole random thing.
Right.
And you can, you know, play with other people in it.
Yeah.
That, you know, then you can compete because that's what that one works on.
Right.
Automatically. That way, you know, we can play, but we can suck. I mean, hell, when I first started playing PGA 2K21,
yeah,
I sucked horribly. And doing basically the same thing I did, you know, but after a while I got into it.
Yeah.
Got used to it.
This game is just so unforgiving.
Three
things. Two things. It's very not forgiving because of A, the fact that you have to keep your finger perfectly in line when you pull back and then push forward.
Yeah, that's what I'm having problems with
right now. Any deviation and you're fucked. Plus the fact that if you don't hit that shot marker, you don't hit that dead on the line, again, it's either going to go left or right, one of the two. But
you know what I haven't done?
What's that?
Calibrated my swing yet.
Well, there's that. There is that.
Yeah, so before I go in tonight, I'm going to try to go in and calibrate my swing.
Yeah, that could count for something. Yeah, I could see that.
Yep.
I was just happy I finished two over. I was like, oh, I'm overjoyed.
As I finished, what was it, 18 over?
I think. Yeah. Definitely.
Like, all right.
It was your water. Water was your downfall.
That's what it was when I first started playing that game.
Damn. You just kept catching that water.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. But hey, way it goes sometimes.
And for anybody who's wondering, we're talking about EA Sports PGA 2K25, which is the new... It is EA, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's not EA. It's 2K21.
Oh, is that
it's 2K Sports.
Oh, 2K Sports. Okay, I thought it was EA. Okay. Well, ignore that then. Okay, it's 2K. But, the new version came out, and we're all about the golf. So... Us and Rocky and Tim are all up into it and playing it just starting Friday night. I was still amazed at how little of a problem we had logging in and forming a game last night compared to Friday night.
Oh, yeah. I think that was because it was all brand new. Servers were probably overloaded.
It must have been. Must have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never – I don't think I can think of a game – even on its opening release day, I can't think of a game I've ever played where it was that apparent that there were massive problems with the servers.
It was
real obvious what the deal was.
Yeah, because we couldn't create anything else. I mean, it was all server issues.
Yeah. Every time you try to get into a game, you'd get the whole can't log into this game, gaming no longer exists.
Yeah. Or somebody drop out. Yep. But they seem to have everything fixed, though, for last night.
Yeah, it seemed like it, yeah.
Yeah.
We had no problems, God knows. I kept waiting, just expecting to get kicked out. Just waiting. Yeah. It's like, I know it's going to happen. It'll be when I've got a good shot. Then they'll destroy me. But, so what else been going on?
Just work, man. You know how it goes. Yeah, well, no, you don't know how it goes.
No, I don't.
Not anymore. You don't know how it goes.
I haven't known how it goes for, what,
six years?
6 years now.
6 years? Jeez.
Yeah, 6 years. 6 years I have been retired, which is really weird to think about.
And that's 4 years longer than they gave you.
Yep. Well, not 4 years. It's 2 years.
Yeah.
No,
is it 2 years? No, I thought it was four. Okay.
No, it is four. It's 20. 20 was when they told me you've got this long, you know, X amount of time. And so it was 20. So yeah, four. I've outlived them by 2 years.
Yeah. So
outlived them by 2 years. So
four. You're playing with house money now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. anything beyond this point is.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you got lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
So, but no, that's it. No, just work, come home, work some more, and go to bed. Play some Xbox, go to bed.
Damn.
And some nights I'm like so tired, I don't even want to play Xbox. Like, I don't want to play at night.
Occasionally don't show up, yeah.
Yeah, that's because I've got either somebody called me, I need to talk to them. I hadn't talked to in a while, so I got a few friends that like to call me late at night.
Damn.
And, well, I mean, the thing is, they'll call after 11 now. I'm like, don't even call after 11. I'm asleep.
Really?
I'm out.
Holy crap.
You know, it used to be I was up, but I just, anymore, I, you know, I have to be in. Well, we'll see how next week goes, though, after the time change.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, as we spring forward an hour.
God,
we'll see if they ever get that worked out. You know,
see, with me not getting up till 3 p.m, that means my body's going to shift it down, and it's not going to want to get up till 4 p.m.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
But you know, it's the thing is, it's a worldwide thing. It's not just us that does.
No, I know.
You know, so I don't see how they can actually. Well, we're going to quit doing that, and then you know, the rest of the world keeps changing.
They can't.
Yeah.
You know, this is it's funny because this happens. That bone of contention, that time switch, gets brought up every 4 fucking years. Every time there's a new president, I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, or fucking whatever. Somebody on one of the parties, usually the ruling party, will come up and go, you know what? We ought to take this out. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense now. Let's take this out.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Trump just didn't sign an executive order saying, "Well, it's outlawed. You got to stay with this time."
You're absolutely right.
And then just watch people lose their minds.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
No.
Yep. Man, just get me on one time schedule.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me twice a year. Because not only does it fuck with me, because she works. Fucks with Barb even harder, and also it fucks with the dog. That's the one that bothers me the most, is the dog. It gets off time and it has no idea what's going on. So then of course it starts begging if you give it food an hour later. You know, we normally give her, I guess, something. I don't know. I don't think I've ever noticed Barb putting the food out, but probably 5 o'clock, which means it's now going to be 6 o'clock. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, she just, I don't know. I don't want to fucking deal with this time change. That's all I know. I don't want to have to deal with it. Pain in my ass. Has been since I was a kid. What happened to my jar? There it is.
Uh-huh.
There it is. I found it. I'm sitting here doing some grinding.
Huh.
Since I'm sitting in my desk anyway,
I might as well
do some grinding and take care of some things that I need to take care of. Let's see here. Look at the box office. What do we got in the box office today? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Number one, Captain America.
Yep.
With a paltry $15 million.
Yeah.
It's third week.
Really, I think, okay. They need to go back and look at February releases.
Yeah.
And see if those were the ideal months really to releasing that.
True. February is a shitty point. Yeah.
Black Panther was unique.
Yes.
Deadpool was unique.
Yep.
Other than that, when did Deadpool 2 come out? Did it come out in February?
I don't know.
I want to say it came out later in the year.
I'm kind of thinking.
Let's see.
I'm kind of thinking a September, October thing, if I remember right.
Let's look it up.
I could be wrong.
All right, Deadpool 2. When was it released? May 18th.
Oh, May.
Yeah, it was in May. It was a May movie.
Okay, that was a tentpole then. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that was you know, this. So, you know, let's look at all the bad Marvel movies. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, was released in February.
Ah.
Let's see. The Marvels. Nope, it was released in November.
Okay. Well, Marvel didn't get it.
There's no helping that one.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Even though I didn't mind that movie.
The second one?
The Marvels, yeah.
Oh, I minded the fuck out of it.
See, it didn't bother me.
It was entirely too cutesy.
Well, this is a little girl in it.
Well, it doesn't, I was going to say, it doesn't have to be cutesy just because it's main star females. It doesn't have to be cutesy, but they went the cutesy route with that one.
You know, it's because Ms. Marvel, and she's all popular in the comics. So
yeah, yeah. And then you got the young, you know, what is she, 14, 15-year-old?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got the young, you know, young girl in there. What's her name?
Oh, the black...
Khan.
The black girl.
No,
what's
no.
Her name?
No, not the black girl, the Indian girl. The Hindu girl. That's Ms. Marvel.
I thought... Oh, that's the young girl.
Yeah, the one that's 15 years
right,
old.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah.
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 Okay.
I know which one she is, yeah.
Yeah. But no, you were saying the 15-year-old. No, she's not. No, that's the... All right, when was it? Let's see. Eternals was November.
Eternals, okay.
Yeah. I never have watched that.
Same. We've talked about it before. I think I made it 45 minutes in, walked away. One of these days
I didn't even make it that far. I never even tried to watch it.
See, one of these days I've got to watch it just to know about the Celestial in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
I want to know about that, and I don't want to just read a wiki on it. I want to read the whole thing. Actually, I've already read years ago when it came out. I remember reading the wiki on that after I tried to watch it because I was like, okay, I got to know what goes on here, but I'm not going to fucking watch this, so fuck it. I'll just read the wiki. And I did, and I couldn't even tell you what it said inside it now.
Yeah.
Couldn't even tell you. But I want to actually see what happens with that Celestial. So I have no choice at some point but to watch it. Same thing with Wakanda Forever.
I didn't care for that one at all.
That's where the Iron Heart character is going to come from, and I'm sure I'll watch
that. But she was fine. It was the rest of it. It was the whole story. It was like, makes zero sense.
Okay. That was the Namor, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
The whole war between land and water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah. I wondered years ago when they started talking about bringing Namor, since apparently they have the rights, or even when they didn't have the Fantastic Four, somebody else, Fox maybe? Somebody else had the rights to Namor, but they shared the rights jointly. Which is why Disney ended up using them. But if I remember right, that's the way the story goes.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
And, again, I just think, okay, for fanboys, we know who he is.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody else knows who he is.
No.
Same thing with the Eternals.
Yep.
Even though, as a fanboy, no idea who they work with.
I only do because Neil Gaiman wrote an Eternals hardback that I read just on a whim because it was like in the $2 box. And I read it on a whim and it was like, okay, this is interesting, but I don't know the backstory of all these different characters. So I enjoyed it for what it was, but I was kind of lost.
And I think they did that because the other group got ruined so bad by the TV show.
Inhumans.
Yeah, the Inhumans were ruined.
Yeah, yep.
Absolutely. You know, I heard that TV show actually really wasn't that bad.
Never saw it.
Nah, I never did either.
And that's the one. Wait a minute, isn't that the one with what's his name? Oh my God, what is his name? Marston.
I'm looking at the cast right now.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What is his name? Anson Mount. Anson Mount. He's the one that also, he was the one that played Black Bolt. Plus, excuse me. He played, let me make sure I'm right. Yeah, Black Bolt. He played Black Bolt in Multiverse of Madness. Doctor Strange.
No, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't.
Hold on. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Black Bolt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played by?
Anson Mount.
Was it really?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, it was Anson Mount. I'm looking at it. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Black Bolt. Yeah, they brought him from the TV show in to play the character for that scene, the multiverse scene.
That was somebody else that was in there.
No, it's
playing Anthony. That.
Yeah. Because that's two, count them, two major franchises he has appeared in so far. Star Trek, where he played Captain Kirk. Wait a minute, did he play Captain
Kirk?
No,
he played Pike.
Pike, that's right, Pike. Yeah, he played Pike in Star Trek, and now has played Black Bolt in the MCU.
Yeah.
Let's see, has he played in any other good...
No, we're...
For...
And that really wasn't, you know... Yeah, that wasn't playing Pike in the... J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
Right.
This is the Paramount Plus Star Trek.
Yes, yeah, Paramount Plus, yeah. Which, I think that was... Personally, I think that was one of the biggest mistakes that they made when they started fucking with Star Trek on Paramount.
Yeah.
Was they broke it into multiple universes. Like, the history of Kirk wasn't the history we perfectly know. And,
yeah.
You know, and Pike, instead of being retired, you know, maimed and crippled, never went to that planet. And, you know, he ended up having his own starship. And all this. It's just like, you know what? Why did you do that? Everything was perfect. One
was
universe. One shared universe.
I'm trying to think who I thought was... person played Black Bolt. Hang on. Let's see. Oh, I thought it was the same guy that played the Sphinx in Mystery Men. Wes Studi. Or Study.
Oh, Wes Studi. Okay.
I thought that's who that was. That's what it looked like to me for the brief moment he was on before his head exploded.
Okay. Yeah. About 20 seconds.
Yeah. Which was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. Especially watching his skull cave in.
Oh, yeah.
That was a nice touch. Mm-hmm. Have the skull cave in and implode.
Yeah. I have not watched that series in a long time.
Which one?
Or not that series, that movie in a long time.
Oh, Deadpool?
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually watched it again recently just because, I think I've mentioned this before, just because I was so whacked out when I originally saw it. That a lot of it didn't make sense to me. And recently I went back and watched it a little straighter to make a little more sense of it. And this time everything fell into place. And I went,
yeah.
Okay, now I get it. Okay, yeah. This is, you know, because I was confused. I was like, okay, which Wanda died? Which one sacrificed herself? I don't get it. This doesn't make any sense. And at the time, I just kind of blew it off and went, whatever. You know, she's dead. He's alive. That's all that matters.
As far as we know, she's dead.
Do what? Yeah, well.
As far as we know.
And that's a big discussion on all the MCU boards. It's generally believed she'll be back for the Avengers.
Or White Vision.
White Vision could be. I could see that happening too. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they do when they go down that rabbit hole again. Let's see. We were looking at box office. Number one, Captain America with $15 million. Number two,
what was that diving movie, Woody Harrelson, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Number two, Deep Sea.
And who else was in that? The Shang-Chi was in it.
Oh, Simu Liu. Simu Liu. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in it.
Yes. I do remember that now.
That's the Shang-Chi dude.
Exactly. It's Shang-Chi.
I became that guy. I became that old now.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the dude from Shang-Chi. I don't know their names.
Exactly. It's just that guy.
Yeah, I have got that age now. It's See, like I was working on my grill a while ago, and I now know why old guys yell when they're working on shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You can get away.
Women don't understand that, though.
No.
They think you're mad.
Yes, exactly.
Why are you yelling? Are you mad at me? I didn't do anything wrong. No. I'm yelling because I got a fucking screwdriver in my hand. God damn it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm yelling goddamn screwdriver in the fucking hole.
Shouldn't it work?
You had nothing to do with this group.
There you go.
If you did, I'd yell at you. But I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the fucking thing. I'm trying to put the fucking screw in the goddamn... Ah.
Never mind. See? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whatever. No reason to be an asshole.
I'm not being an asshole. I'm just being angry.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is. I'm just being angry. So let's see. Last breath, number two. Number three, the monkey. 6.4 million, which I want to see desperately.
Which I had wondered, because I'm trying to remember if I read that story.
Oh, I bet you did. If you were in the King.
Oh, I know. It was the book, was it Monkey Shines?
Monkey Shines, yeah.
Yeah, I read the book.
Yep.
Or at least I think I read most of the book. I mean, because it was all different stories. Actually, yeah. I kind of like that. It's Stephen King being brief.
That's funny you would say that. I was always me and
Barbara. And he is so good when he's brief.
Oh, exactly. His short stories are so fucking good. His long stories, on the whole, I'm just not a big fan of.
Night Shift, I thought, was fantastic. Oh. All four stories.
Oh, yeah.
Or no, Night Shift. Was it Night? No, not Night Shift.
No, Night Shift was one.
Four Seasons.
Okay.
Was the one that was also four stories.
That was a good one, yep.
And Night Shift was also very good.
Yes. I love all of his short stories, yeah.
But the long stuff was like, oh, dude, how long he dragged this shit out?
Yeah, exactly.
And then once he kept selling books and became all this big thing, self-editing now, whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's going to be Stephen King's editor now?
Barb still says to this day, I think she still keeps up on all his books as they get released in audiobook form. And it seems to me she made a comment a few years back that his endings had gotten better and that she thought at this point that he was writing the books but letting his son Joe Hill write the endings. Because Joe is also a writer who created Lock and Key, one of my favorite comic series.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of comic and prose stuff. I agree. Joe Hill knows how to write an ending.
Yeah.
He definitely knows how to write an ending, and his father doesn't. As much as I love King.
Yeah.
Some of his books are so problematic. But then, for every one that I go, that was problematic, there's a genius one like The Stand. I love The Stand. I love Salem's Lot.
Yeah.
I love one of my favorite books he wrote. It's considered one of his worst, called Cell, about the world being turned. Oh, yeah. It was really neat. It was a Morgan Freeman, John Cusack movie, which was mediocre. But basically it revolved around somebody, and they never identify who, but somebody sending a signal out on cell phones. And as soon as you heard the signal, basically it turned you into a zombie.
Okay.
And it was an interesting premise. It was basically, it revolved down to fucking with the human brain with an audio tone and how it can be shut down by hearing certain things. It was, like I say, it was an interesting piece, but it was one of his apocalypse stories. It's one that does not end well.
Yeah.
It ends very badly. Which, again, I'm always a fan of a good depressing ending. If I'm reading a good apocalypse story, there's a large part of me that goes, okay, you don't get to end well in this. You're going to have a bad end because it's a nuclear apocalypse
story.
Yeah, and this is what I expect. I don't expect sunshine and lollipops. I don't expect you to find the perfect place to live and live out your years. I want to see the horrible things that happen to this person
or
these people. Just my natural inclination with apocalypse stories. Just the way I look at it.
Because we should be fearful of an apocalypse. Yeah.
Exactly. So let's see. Number three, the monkey.
I mean, granted, I admit that the endings of the Zombieland movies,
yeah,
I'm perfectly fine with them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want them people to die.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, they didn't solve it. They're still living in a shit, you know.
Yeah, shitty
in
situation.
A zombie world. But,
yeah. Right.
But I'm cool with the, you know, the fact they all stay living. Yeah. That was the one thing I was like dreading the first time I saw Zombieland.
Oh.
I think I even texted you afterwards. because the worst thing about it is sitting there through the movie and watching, okay, which one's going to fucking die?
Right, who's going to die? Who's going to die?
I mean, because especially you like all these characters. You're like, who's going to die? Oh, right. I don't want anybody to die. I like all these people. And, you know, you're like, oh, and it sets it up. Oh, Woody Harrelson's going to die. Nope. Yeah.
And then he doesn't.
You know? And he doesn't. So it's like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, exactly.
Bill Murray is the only one that died.
There you go. Somebody had to die.
Yeah, but that just was just genius.
It was comedy genius.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with that idea, who was it that was originally? Wait a minute, I used to know this. Originally signed to.
They were supposed to play that part. And...
Yes, there was somebody else. If I remember right, let's see. Bill Murray, autographed photos of him. Let's see. How Bill Murray landed a cameo. Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. Why was he? The actor casting the part dropped out a week before filming. Harrelson made a few calls and was able to get Bill Murray to play the part instead. But they're not saying who it was.
Because honestly, if it was just some actor and he was supposed to be playing
it.
You know.
Oh, here it is. Wait a minute. Turns out the cameo wasn't supposed to be his. Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah. It's better Bill Murray. Is Swayze already dead?
I'm trying to remember. I don't. Oh, no, I think he was. After all, who would expect to see a zombie Patrick Swayze still so caught up in his various characters that even death couldn't stop him from reenacting his roles? So I guess... Alexa, what year did Patrick Swayze die?
Patrick Swayze died on September 14, 2009, at the age of 57 years.
2009. Alexa, what year was the movie Zombieland? Oh, there it is. 2009. You know what? I bet he was alive.
Wow.
I bet he was alive.
That would have been fucking creepy.
That would have been creepy as fuck.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You'd have Patrick Swayze playing a zombie that got killed in the movie.
Yeah, there you go.
He dies a few months later.
Oh, man. That would have been fucked. That would have been some funny shit. Funny in a tragic way.
Yeah.
Let's see. Number four, Paddington in Peru. Whatever. Top five, let's see, number five. Oh, that did. That was number five. What was number four? Wait a minute. Oh, no, sorry. Number four was Paddington in Peru. Number five was Dogman, the one we talked about a couple of weeks ago,
you have it up there.
Yes.
And that seems like it's a print, not a cam.
No, it's a print. It's a print.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. It has me interested, at least. I put it up there for Sydney. Because I think Shelby said something about Sydney had seen the character in something or seen the ads and seemed to be fascinated. So, I put it up there for her. I need
a day off so I can watch that. I know Terry's not going to sit here and watch that.
Right.
What? We're watching an animated movie where the cops and his dog... both have an accident. They sewed the head from the dog on the cop's body.
Right.
That's just fucking stupid.
Yeah, it is.
But hey.
Yes, it is.
It's a movie.
Yes, that's true.
That looks really funny. And Lil Rel is the police chief.
Yep. Lil Rel. You can't help but love him.
Like I say, I really want to see this movie.
Yeah.
But just because the stuff they were having, it just was, the humor was just like, it worked on different, it was dumb, but yet smart.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it made me want to see it.
Yeah, it's got me curious. I'll say that. It's definitely got me curious.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the top five. The
rest
What's that?
What do we got coming out? Well, it doesn't really matter because the big thing comes out Tuesday.
Tuesday? What's the big thing?
Tuesday or Wednesday for the next however many weeks. Come on. Well, you probably will never catch it.
I don't know.
Daredevil Born Again.
Oh, yeah, March 4th. I will catch that. I will catch it because it's part of the official MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the official MCU.
But
some things about it are
now,
different.
The thing is, I need to know if you had to watch the last season, which I did not watch the last season.
No, I don't think you do. This is they're launching it totally new. There's going to be a lot of different.
Well, it's
shit.
Not totally new. It's
mostly new.
Mostly new. You don't have to have watched it, but if you want to know how it became Daredevil and how this all happened, you kind of need to watch the other shows.
And that has me curious if they'll do that again. Or just drop the character in.
Well, no, I mean, because you have to. You have to just basically drop the character in because, again, everybody knows how it happened.
Yeah.
I mean, that first Netflix series, everybody watched it. And that's the reason they went back into fucking reshoots and redid everything because it didn't keep... Everybody's like, yeah, we want the Netflix series. Because out of all those shows they did for Netflix,
right?
That was the one.
Yeah,
that was the one series that everybody went to, and every season was good.
Everybody glommed onto, yeah, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh wow, there ain't. Oh, wait a minute. That's.
I think because didn't Froggy come back and?
Yeah, Foggy and. Karen came back.
Yeah. See, they weren't in the original version that Disney was going to do.
Right.
Before they halted it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I was just.
That's what I'm saying. They were wanting. What's happened to all these people? We at least, again, you don't have to necessarily go back and explain and go to the story.
Yeah.
But they want these people in here.
Yeah. Bring those people back. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can't go and have, you know, him playing Daredevil with a whole new cast around him,
right?
And so people are going to be the entire time. What isn't what? Huh?
Yeah. What'd you change it for? Yeah. I agree.
See, I think that's one of the things that maybe hurt Captain America. It's kind of like, okay, we don't have anybody else from Marvel showing up on this.
Yeah.
It would have been a nice place for a cameo.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, either getting, you know, the Hulk in there. You know, you have Bucky, but if he'd been there as actual Winter Soldier, maybe.
Maybe.
You know. I'm hearing nothing but good stuff about Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts? Good. I hope so, because I'm really in the mood for something that'll...
The test screenings are glowing, evidently.
Okay, good. Good, good.
Yeah, because they were saying test screenings for this are glowing versus Captain America that did not have glowing test screenings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Mickey 17 comes out Tuesday.
Which is, who's in that?
Rob Pattinson.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That actually looks like it is interesting.
It does. It looks very interesting.
When does Novocaine come out?
Let's see. Novocaine.
So I'm sure you'll be all about Novocaine.
Next, a week from Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Novocaine, there it is. Yeah, that one's got me interested. I watched him, Jack Quaid from The Boys, watched him in Companion the other day, which was another A24. Usually if it's an A24 movie, it's going to be good. But it's an A24 movie, small budget. He was the only one that anybody would know in it. Actually, there is one other girl. I can't remember her name. But there's one other girl that has done some other high-profile stuff. But, yeah, there's only a couple of known people in it. And but it was really good. But it was a really good suspense. I guess you could kind of call it horror, but I don't. It's not what I think of as horror, but I don't know. Yeah, suspense horror, I guess. Let's see. What else is this week? Fuck, Mary, Kill. Really? Yeah. Fuck, Mary Kill's just now hitting the theaters because I saw that 6 months ago. No joke.
Was it released overseas?
I do not know.
Yeah, it must have been released overseas.
And that, yeah, I did not watch a boot. I watched a print.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really weird. Fuck, Mary Kill.
So who is Mary Kill?
Nobody.
That's no, just
nobody.
No, I'm sorry. No.
Oh.
I'm going, Mary Kill. Mary's the first name, Kill last name.
Okay.
We're gonna fuck Mary Kill. Nice. Who's Mary Kill? Why does everybody want to fuck her?
Why does everybody want to fuck her? Yeah, that's that Lucy Hale movie, who I met, God, 10, 15 years ago. I guess it was about 10 years ago. She came to the station, if I remember right. Let's see. Day of the Earth blown up, Looney Tunes movie, Novocaine. Let's see, March 19th, March 21st. Ah, March 21st, Snow White. Yeah. That's the big one.
Now, how'd they resolve?
They used CGI midgets.
The dwarf. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. Why'd you use real midgets?
Yep. They use CGI midgets.
Because they did that because they didn't, they thought it was insensitive.
Yes, thought it was insensitive to short people.
And then they did, then they put CGI short people in there.
Right.
And didn't the midgets get pissed?
No, the midgets, we shouldn't say that.
That's, I mean, we did the small people, the dwarf, I mean.
The small people, yeah.
You know, the didn't small get pissed because like roles, I mean, they could have had roles.
Yeah, well, they what happened was the tall and shorter people got hired to be a whole new seven dwarves. There was so much kick up about it. And one of the main kick up people was Peter Dinklage. Because Dinklage in an interview is quoted as saying, you know, this is ridiculous because you're taking away jobs from short people that they normally wouldn't have. And I went, you know what? Perfectly valid point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfectly valid point. And Disney, it came down so ugly and so fast that Disney backtracked in a heartbeat. And I don't even know if they ever actually addressed it, as in ever actually said anything about it. It's just one day we had regular people, and the next day there was a trailer, and bang, they were all dwarfs.
Yeah, but they were CG.
Yes, CG, exactly. CG.
Yeah, and you know, maybe I could guess maybe that they were not comfortable
right
with the comedic actions that the dwarves do.
Maybe.
You know.
Maybe. Entirely possible.
Or maybe it was, you know, and I will be honest with this. Do the CG versions, because I've not seen the trailer.
They look like
cartoons. Do they look like the ones from the original movie?
Yes.
You know,
In my opinion,
now have no problem with that, because if you're trying to find dwarves that look like Sleepy and Dopey and
right.
Doc, and,
yeah.
You know, it's just going to feel forced.
Right.
Where the animation, the way those characters were drawn,
yeah,
lent to their personalities.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so that's hitting on the 21st. March 28th is the other big one that it's not a tentpole, but it's a pretty big release, and I'm hoping it does well. It's called Death of a Unicorn. It's about a father and daughter team. I bought stock in this like 3 years ago because just off the synopsis alone, I went, that is a good movie. It's about a father and daughter who accidentally kill a unicorn and the hijinks that ensue afterwards.
All right, who's in this movie?
Paul Rudd. Jenna Ortega. Tia Leone. And Will Poulter, who you will remember as...
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, Adam Warlock from Guardians.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, they're the main stars, and I'm completely excited.
You say from Guardians, I say from Jason Sudeikis, Jennifer Aniston movie.
We're the Millers?
We're the Millers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was hilarious in that.
Yes, he was. You're right. I keep forgetting he was in that.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting. Yeah, I like him. He's a good actor.
He's
a good actor. Freaky Tales... Don't know what the fuck that is on April 4th. Minecraft movie. That's the next big one. That one's coming out April 4th.
Yeah, Jack Black's in that.
Jack Black, Jason Momoa, Kate McKinnon, Jennifer Coolidge, all popping up in it. Yeah. And it's one of those movies that I look at every time I see the trailer. I look at it and I go, I don't get it. Just like the game, I don't get it.
Yeah. I've tried Minecraft.
I have. I've bought it on the iPad. I've bought it on the Xbox. I've tried it. I've never been able to do it. Never been able to do it. So,
yeah,
it's just whatever. I don't think a Minecraft movie is going to appeal to enough people. The majority of people that it's going to appeal to are younger. And I just don't see them going. I'll be stunned if this is successful at the box office. Let's see. April 11th, nothing that even looks important. Let's see, April 18th, nothing. Something called Sinners. The Accountant 2 is on April 25th. That one a lot of people are waiting for. I keep swearing I need to see The Accountant first because I never saw it. May 2nd, Thunderbolts. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the day of the surfer. Okay, Thunderbolts is that day, and so is the Surfer. It's the new Nick Cage movie with Julian McMahon from Nip Tuck.
Yeah,
he played
Dr.
Christian Troy, and it's funny. I just discovered this. I think it was last night that's who plays him because I've seen the trailer several times. Every time I watch it, there's one character comes up, and I go, I know that voice, I know that face. And I can't figure it out. I finally gave up and had to look it up and saw it was Julian McMahon. And he looked, wow. I mean, talk about looking 100% different than he did on Nip Tuck. I mean,
And Fantastic Four.
Exactly. I mean, it was weird how different he looks in those two roles. But I definitely want to see that. But I'm pretty sure that one's going straight to video probably. I'd bet within 2 to 3 weeks it'll go straight.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, Thunderbolts. I mean, they kind of know. It's like, well, we got to put it in theaters. Let's put it against Thunderbolts.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is liable to be a massive movie.
Oh, yeah, it could be. It could be, and I hope it will be.
Yeah, and again, I've liked the trailers. I know you weren't all crazy about it.
I got more excited with the later trailers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got more excited with the later trailers.
That, and supposedly they are going to be making a Century movie.
Really?
Yeah. Because he gets introduced in Thunderbolts.
Steven Yeun's going to regret getting out of that part. Damn. He was Glenn from...
Yeah, Walking Dead.
He was originally signed to play that role. And we never did find out the real reason, but all we know was supposedly... He left the role because of scheduling conflicts.
Yeah.
Was what was said. Oh my God.
Okay.
They did a new...
So I guess this had to be, these are a bunch of geeks that are in charge of the Blue Ghost.
Yeah.
Because I rewind this on the news. Cause I mean, though it landed, this is the second private built.
Lander. Yeah.
And they're talking to one of the girls that's from it. And I'm waiting for it to come back up on here.
Yeah.
Commercial company to fleet successful moon landing. She's from Firefly Aerospace.
Oh, funny.
You know they had this bunch of nerds doing this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. That's totally intentional. There's no way it couldn't be. No way it couldn't be.
And that's just for us fanboys. They're like, Firefly, yeah!
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me want to go back and look. Was there anything Blue Ghost-ish on Firefly?
Oh, good question. Good question. I wonder, it could be that episode with Jubal.
Yeah, was there something called Blue Ghost in Firefly? Or some other sci-fi nerd thing?
Well, their version of Mr. Smith from...
Lost in Space.
No, from Matrix.
Ah.
Their version of Mr. Smith was wore blue hands.
And Firefly?
Wore blue hands. Wore blue gloves. There was like a group of black, they worked for the government, and they were
kind of
like...
Oh, Black Ops, yeah.
Black Ops, yeah. But they always wore blue latex gloves.
Okay.
Maybe it's that. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
Could be a reference there.
Okay.
We're also forgetting Fantastic Four. That's in July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though...
I'm excited just to see a good Fantastic Four movie done. And we'll see. And the week before that, I forgot, we've got Superman. Or 2 weeks before that, we've got Superman.
Yeah. Which, I forgot again,
I watched the final trailer, what is supposed to be the final trailer, again last night. And I was just kind of like, it looks interesting, but I don't know if I'm excited about it.
And why are we throwing everybody? Why are we throwing everything in the kitchen sink into this movie?
Yes, yeah.
All right. Do we need the first on-screen movie version of Green Lantern to be Guy Gardner? Do we really need that?
I showed a picture of Barb. They released some press photos. I showed a picture of Fillion as a guy to Barb, and I was like, "Do you know who that is?" And she sat there for a few minutes. I have no idea who that is. I have no idea. I don't know who you're showing me. And I was kind of like, that's Nathan. Oh, I guess I do see it now. And I'm like, yeah, you see it now. But you couldn't see it before because it's so convincing. He looks so unlike Nathan. And looks so much like
as
God.
We wanted for so long, him to be Hal Jordan.
Yep.
And they give us Guy Gardner.
They give us Guy Gardner.
And now, what's this new Max series?
Yeah.
The Lanterns or whatever the fuck it is?
The Green Lantern Corps. They're going to have
Hal
Jordan and John Stewart are the main characters. Hal Jordan being played by Kyle Chandler, who most people will remember as the coach from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. He's been in so many things.
But. He has. He's been in a lot of stuff. I guess he looks the part.
Yeah, no, he does. I mean, he's a little older.
He is. He's a little older.
Which would make sense since John Stewart's also in there.
True.
I mean, because, Hal Jordan was long gone before,
John showed up, yeah.
John showed up.
Right. Yeah, I don't... I'm going to have to see an episode before I make a final judgment. But I'm kind of iffy on the whole Kyle Chandler thing. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Again, you want to give... Well, maybe we see what's-his-ass back doing a Guardians movie real soon if all this shit falls apart.
Oh, who's... Wait a minute. Who's...
James Gunn.
Oh, James Gunn. Okay, yes, yeah. You're right.
We'll do another Guardians movie.
Yep. Yeah.
Because that fucking destroyed this place.
He's got, I figure he's got like two or three movies.
Maybe.
Worth of leeway. Maybe, yeah.
Because he's been at it for a while.
Yep.
He's been at this, and Superman's supposed to be, we had the animated thing and had this.
Yep.
And if Superman doesn't do great.
It's going to be
it'll
bad.
It'll do okay. But what's the bar set?
What's the break even? Yeah,
not even the break even. What's the bar set? I mean, it had nothing to do with break even.
I think. I think his intention is to make this, at least from what I've garnered, his intention seems to be to make a movie that's as good as the 1978 Superman.
Well, yeah, okay, I get that.
And you will never do that.
You'll never do it.
Never,
because again. What was the tagline? What was the first time you saw a man
can
fly?
You'll believe a man can fly.
You'll believe a man can fly.
Yeah.
And no, I mean, again, it's impossible because that was the first.
Right. Yeah.
That was the first.
And it was so fucking above the bar that we all just fell in love with it. And that's what a Superman movie is supposed to be. And I just don't think
even though
do
Gene Hackman's portrayal of Lex Luthor, God rest his soul.
Yep.
Was not great.
See,
I mean, it was for what it was.
I thought it was great, Lex.
Yeah. But for what it was.
Yeah.
Again, he didn't seem as super villainy in that movie. Maybe it's because now he's such a super villain.
Right.
You know, I guess what we were used to at the time was Super Friends version.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, especially when he pulled off the wig at the end and be bald.
Yes.
It's kind of like, all right, you know, he's been bald through the whole thing, but, you know. Yeah,
that was a good reveal.
And then we have Superman 2, which just, you know, they didn't stick with the Donner cut, the Donner version that he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Which may have been better. I don't know.
But, it's been so long since I've seen the Donner cut that I couldn't.
But it's a Donner cut. It was a Donner cut. I don't know if that was the actual because he did the whole flying around the earth thing again, turning back time to save Lois, which I guess was that originally supposed to be used in 2 and not in 1?
I am not sure.
I mean, I think there was things that were, you know, from that Donner cut that were originally going to only be used in that one. Weren't they filmed like back to back?
Yes, they were filmed back to back. Yes. And I do remember that.
So, so you know, again, 2 was not as good.
Yeah,
I mean, it was still good.
It was still good. Yeah,
you know, but again, that's also during a period of time where the sequels were never better than the originals.
True.
The one that broke that was Star Wars.
Yeah, there you go. Kind of broke them old. Godfather 2. Godfather also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Godfather 2. Yeah.
Yeah. Godfather 2 was, as incredible as 1 was, 2 was even that much more incredible. So, yeah.
Yeah. But there was never that whole thing. As you look through the history of time, it's like, the second movie is never as big as the first one.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect example, Robin Hood. Indiana Jones.
Even though
it was still good
with hindsight,
I
like it better than the first one.
Really?
I don't like it better than the first one.
Okay.
I still have an affection for it.
Yeah.
Where it was on its own a good movie. It just was not that first movie.
No, it was not. It did not equal or even come close to the first movie.
You know, maybe if they'd taken Short Round out.
Yeah.
Then maybe it might have been there.
Right.
The adding of the kid element and everything else seemed, you know.
Yeah.
We're, again, going for cutesy.
Right, yeah.
But then again, they may need a cutesy to weigh out the macabre and sheer horror stuff that was going on in that fucking movie.
Right.
Because there was some fucking twisted shit.
Oh, yeah.
Going on in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yanking out hearts, eating monkey brains. Yeah.
Enslaving kids as zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of shit. Problematic shit in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All kinds of shit.
You know, and then the third one, which was, again, really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that one met the bar, yeah.
Yeah. And the fourth one.
It's all right. Yeah. It's
It's again, okay.
It's okay.
It did fan service. I think the fifth one did better than the fourth one.
See, I'm a fan of the fifth one. I
am too.
It.
I loved it. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
I had fun with it. Yeah.
You know, it didn't seem like it played to... Yeah, it played some fanboy service.
Oh, yeah.
But it also showed Indy getting old.
Right.
And it showed real life shit.
Right.
You know, him and Marion not getting along. Yep. You know, and having a divorce because what's-his-face got killed in Vietnam. And,
his son.
Yeah. It's like, okay, that's just... You know, and you see him just kind of becoming this old guy.
Right.
But he gets called out to do this whole adventure. Mm-hmm. And, the ending's a little fantastical.
Yes.
But then again, though, you're dealing with these things. Again, we dealt with the Ark of the Covenant in the first one.
Right.
That came out and just, you know, the thing is, if they had had probably the effects they have now.
Yeah.
Would have been probably way more fantastical. Than what they did in the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Agreed.
But, yeah, I have no problems at all with that last movie. I'm really disappointed that fans did not get behind that movie. But then, again, I also think maybe that was because of Star Wars.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Because they were so burned by the Star Wars movies.
I agree.
Those new ones, I tried watching one the other night. I'm like, why?
Yeah. Right.
It's like, how in the world did anybody think this is the good? This is good.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, fans can eat this up.
Yeah.
I mean, The Force Awakens, okay, I'll give you that one. It was basically A New Hope retold.
Right. Yeah, it was.
You know, but the second one was just like, okay, yeah. Have seen better in a Battlestar Galactica episode.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
agreed.
This is just, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the final one is like, this is just stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Emperor, and he's been hiding all this time with this whole big... What? And we don't have anybody left because they all got killed in the last movie. We found a whole bunch of other people to come in.
Found a whole bunch of new ones.
Say, what?
And we got another Death Star. It's Death Stars galore. We got Death Stars everywhere.
Yep.
Jesus.
And we even got to go back to one, the movie y'all liked, so we could get the clue to where this is.
There
wherever
you go.
The fuck it is.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck it is. Yeah.
We just fuck.
Jesus.
But what was I saw this week? They're saying Favreau, yeah. Fellini, and who else? One of them are going to take over for Kathleen Kennedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw something this week said basically they're saying we got to get her out.
Yeah.
And get somebody who knows these properties in.
Agreed. Totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, how did season one of Mando end? Do you remember?
Ah, oh, Jesus. It's been so long.
I remember two ended with Skywalker.
Oh, we had Luke. Yeah, no. One ended with Skywalker.
One did? You sure?
Yeah, and took him off.
Okay.
Because three came in after Boba Fett. Or, all right, I'm going to have to look.
I'm not sure.
I got to look and see now. I thought two ended with, that was like the big crossover finale.
Okay.
With Boba Fett and all that. All right.
One. Okay.
All right. So the end of the first season, that's where he gets the jetpack. And he takes out the TIE fighter, manned by Moff Gideon. That's where we see the black sword and all that shit.
That's right, the dark
saber.
That's right,
yeah. Yeah, we saw the dark saber and all that. That's where you get that. Season two is where, Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, yeah.
Mando defeats Moff Gideon
okay.
to get the sword. And that's when Luke Skywalker shows up.
Okay, so Luke's the end of two.
At the end of two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then
yeah.
I fucked up.
No, I fucked up. You said he was at the end of season two. I said, no, he was at the end of season one.
No, I fucked up as in I forgot to buy the right one. What I forgot when Disney Movie Club was going under, I was buying all these on sale and half price titles.
Yeah.
And I bought a bunch of the Marvel Star Wars one, and I bought Star Wars Mando Season 1, and I bought Moon Knight, Loki 1, and something. Oh, Red Scarlet Witch and Vision.
Yeah.
I bought that one. But I thought I'd bought Season 1 and 2 of Mando, but I've only bought Season 1. That sucks, because it doesn't that end
the Season 2 is really good. No. Well, yeah, I mean, not yes and no. That's where we see the Darksaber.
Right.
That's how it ends. Ooh, Darksaber.
But he doesn't
and
get
that, that's it.
Okay.
No, he doesn't get it yet. No.
Okay. So, yeah,
That's the end of season two.
Okay, so it did kind of end on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Kind of a cliffhanger. Okay.
It gave the fanboys something, because the Darksaber was always something from the comics.
Right.
And the books. It wasn't anything from the movies.
Movies, yeah, from the original movies. Okay.
And then,
that makes sense.
Let's see. Oh, Ahsoka was the one with Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yes.
Yeah. And that ended with a cliffhanger. We don't know what's going on with that one, do we?
Yeah, we have no idea. She got on the, or she ended up on the ship, or she ended up stranded, like 15 planet, galaxies away on this planet.
Yeah.
And with no way to get back because Grand Moff Grand Moff.
I said his name.
Fuck. Not Grievous. No. Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah, Admiral Thrawn. Thank you. Jesus. I just said Admiral Thrawn. That's where we got Thrawn, and it was like, you threw me off. We started going Grand Moff. So I went, what?
Yeah, Thrawn. That's Yeah, Thrawn gets away with the Death Star Destroyer, or with the Star Destroyer, and she's left behind. So, yeah, like you said, we have no idea where it's going from there. Totally.
And do we know anything about season two? Or
we know nothing except season two. It looks like there's going to be a season two, is what word is. We just don't know when or what it is, if it's going to precede the movie that brings together Ahsoka, Fett, and Mando that Dave Filoni is doing. We don't know. We don't know what's going on with that. So, Ahsoka's kind of up in the air.
Yeah. So
What I really fucked up on was not getting a copy of Obi-Wan. That's the one I should have made sure to get a copy of. Because I enjoyed the fuck out of that, but I blew it.
Yeah. So. All right. I think we hit the end.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been going for a while, so. Yeah.
66.
Okay. So you're a little over now. So there you go. We are going to wrap up for this evening. You all have yourselves a good one, and we'll catch you next week. If you want to donate to the show, you can through the PayPal donation link. If you want to leave a review, you're more than welcome to. Other than that, that's it. That's all I got. So until next week, later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable.
I'll mullify it with some sound.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.